Good morning or Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. President Donald Trump, now with 12 days left in his term, has finally bent to reality, acknowledging his electoral defeat amid growing talk in Washington of trying to force him from office early. Trump let off a video from the White House by condemning the violence carried out in his name a day earlier at the Capitol. Then, for the first time on camera, he admitted his presidency would soon end, though he declined to mention President-elect Joe Biden by name or explicitly state that he had lost. Your thoughts this morning as we're seeing cabinet officials drop out, resign, and loud calls for the president to resign, for him to be impeached, or for the 25th Amendment to be invoked?
David, this is unlike anything that we have ever seen. The Capitol invasion in itself, a major news story. I watched the president of the NAACP get on and talk about the difference between the way Black Lives Matter protesters were handled and the obvious indifference to the invasion by these looters and terrible folks who came into the Capitol unimpeded by anybody, with guards holding the door for them to come in and go out. Resignations among the people who were running the Capitol Police and the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives calling for either the impeachment or the imposition of the 25th Amendment. It is doubtful, with basically one working week left, that that's going to happen, but it could. But David, the United States Senate will not go along with it because, you know, you need two-thirds to convict. You got the Republicans. We know that just a few days ago, they were standing up and talking about how the election was a fraud, the same people. So you're not going to get that. You might get another impeachment that would put him down as the first president ever to be impeached twice during a term. It's clear to me, David, that this president now knows his goose is cooked. And so for the first time, we see him talking about the peaceful transference of power and seemingly to acknowledge Joe Biden without mentioning his name, and that the president is elected, because he is elected no matter what happened. You know, we had one rioter in the invasion of the Capitol yelling at the top of his voice, "We put a stop to the vote." That was what it was all about. Trump himself is now being investigated by the FBI. You know, I couldn't help but think that with all the crap that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, has had to take from Trump, and the firing of Comey, his predecessor, is that there may be a little bit of justification here, a sense of we're doing the right thing. You know, he could go and fire Christopher Wray, but he's being investigated by the FBI, and that's good. And we're going to see whether or not this all adds up to anything except him leaving office with his head down. Apparently the man is in a rage right now. You know, there is some credibility to the fact that he really believes his own garbage.
Alan, what about the fact that several state lawmakers joined in the Capitol turmoil? And one from West Virginia, that's Derek Evans, was among the rioters who entered the Capitol, filming himself joyfully. What happens to these lawmakers?
Well, it depends. First of all, if they broke the law, they broke the law. If they're arrested by the FBI, that's a federal crime. And we know that there is a lot of talk about the president now doing a blanket pardon for all those people who did the invasion. So he would be off the hook at that point. If Trump does it, he does it, and I wouldn't be surprised, although the sense that I'm having is that for the first time, he and the people, the cronies behind him, understand that this is not a good place for him to be right now.
And what happens with the issue of pardoning himself?
Well, it's an interesting question, because it may well be that he does pardon himself, and it may well be that we never hear about it until that point at which, and this has been suggested by a number of writers, until that point at which, you know, somebody arrests him, he says, "You can't arrest me, I've pardoned myself, here it is," and whips it out of his pocket. It's possible.
Going forward, the president-elect has made it very clear. I saw him yesterday. That's Joe Biden, of course, with Merrick Garland and other U.S. attorneys, and the issue of who they serve. He made it very clear. He said, "I want to make this point that you don't serve me. You serve the Constitution of the United States."
Well, that's right. And in doing so, they are also serving him, obviously. And a good thing it is, too, that he said that, because this is a guy who's used the Justice Department as his own personal lawyer. It was interesting that yesterday, Bill Barr, who has resigned now, his long-standing, well, toady, has now forcefully criticizing the president. And that just gives more emphasis to what you just said, David, that this is a time when the chickens are coming home to roost. You see a lot of cabinet members resigning. It could be that it's in protest, but it also could be that they don't want anything to do with the 25th Amendment, in which the principal officers of the cabinet have a role to play. So they want to get out of there. I am not thinking that people like Elaine Chao and others are doing it as a protest, who's married to Mitch McConnell, by the way. I think that the reason that they're getting out is because they see the end is near and they don't want anything to do with it.
It's amazing how this week we've been primarily talking about the political situation, all while our pandemic, COVID-19, is raging. Another record, Alan, over 4,000 Americans dead as asymptomatic cases cited as a major source of infections. And one thing we haven't talked about is, what about that super spreader event known as the attack on the Capitol?
Without question, without masks, these people went in, many of them. There are even people in the Congress of the United States who refused to put on a mask while that was going on. They were basically Republicans. But think about the implications. We're going to be knowing within days what the spread looks like as a result of this terrible thing that Trump encouraged and made happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thank you. We'll do our part to keep democracy whole.
We have to, and David, WAMC has been doing just that. A lot of people have been putting a check into an envelope and sending it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or WAMC.org and saying, Alan, this radio station has proved very precious to us, and we're going to support it.